So please welcome Krista.
I moved to the Central Coast about 4 years ago, and all within the span of a few months, I got married and decided to be a stay-at-home mom and moved to a new town, and I had a 2.5-year-old daughter, and I realized that life was pretty isolating. And so, like any card-carrying millennial, I put an ad for friends on the internet. And in this ad, I said that even though I was a young mom myself, that my identity did not hang on diapering and strollers and formula, and I didn't really care to talk about it very much. That if you wanted to be my friend and have some dry, dark humor and make inappropriate jokes, then I was interested to be your friend. And that my daughter needed friends as well, so if you have kids, you should bring those too. And so I posted this ad for friends on the Slow Buy Sell Trade group in Facebook. And it got quite the response. I mean, you have to get it out there, right? So. And so I put this ad out there, and it turns out that I'm not alone. That there are more people than just me who like to talk about things other than their kids and might have a good taste in whiskey as well. So from that ad, the Facebook group called Moms That DGAF was born. And if you don't know what DGAF stands for, you should ask someone about 20 years younger than you. And so this little group of mine coalesced onto our own private corner of the internet. And before too long, it turned out that we were not only interested in living normal adult lives, but that we were interested in helping each other out. And every so often, somebody would get on the group and say, hey, I'm really short on cash this month. Does anybody have the next size up for my kid's clothes? Or my kid needs a ride to school and I'm sick. Can anybody come to where I am and give my kid a ride? And it was amazing to watch this group of total strangers on the internet help each other out. And the internet gets a bad rap, but sometimes it has some gold star moments. And Moms That DGAF was one of those. And so after about 6 months of this group being a thing, I was the administrator, and everybody had kind of coalesced around how awesome they thought I was. I decided that with Thanksgiving season approaching, that it would be cool to do a charity drive within our group. And I picked these other two girls to hopefully bounce this idea off of, because I have some harebrained ideas, and when I get those, I tend to need friends to talk me off the ledge. So I had these girls who I didn't know, total strangers, over to my house, and I shared with them this idea that I had. And I must have picked the right girls, because they were like, yes, this sounds great, let's do it, I'm all about it. And so we set up a PayPal account and email and got all the criteria down and everything like that. And when it came to what we were going to name this thing, we said, well, there's this weird, really awful kind of terrible stigma against anybody who needs help at any point in their life. And if you reach out for help, if you don't have enough food to go around, or if you're cold and you put your hand out, you're supposed to look a certain way, dress a certain way, and talk a certain way, and be generally ashamed of yourself for ever needing anything from someone else. And we decided that was a bunch of crap, so we decided to call it No Shame November. And so we went live with this project, and we laid all the rules out, and nothing happened for a few days. 2 days goes by, 3 days go by, and we didn't get anything. And so then it became clear to me that it was time for me to come clean as to why I was so interested in this idea of removing stigma against people who need help. And I shared with this group of about 500 strangers on the internet all over the country that I went very quickly from living in this ritzy condo by the beach and making 3 times what I needed to make the rent to, in the space of a month, losing both my jobs. And then 6 months later, I was living in a housing project on my aunt's couch. And then a year later, I was a single mom. And then 7 months after that, I moved all the way across the country, 3,000 miles away, and sold everything I had with my baby on my hip. And basically spent the better part of 3 years living off of credit card debt and food stamps and the goodwill of strangers. And somehow that must have been the oil that got the gears going, because in a span of about 2 weeks, this group of people who did not know each other for the most part, they all got together and we were just giving donations hands over fist with this No Shame November project that we had. And we got to a point where we actually had to say, all right, guys, you have to give in smaller denominations because the tax man is going to come after us if you don't follow these rules. And if there's anything we don't want, it's business from Uncle Sam. So, and all in all, we raised about $600 for this package in 2 weeks for somebody that we didn't even know. And we had the application process, and we ended up getting we got five applicants. And the three of us, me and the other two girls that I invited into this project, we read all the letters and we cried over each one of them, but we all centered around this one person whose need was the most dire. And I got the privilege of calling her and saying, it's my honor to tell you that you're the recipient of our No Shame November package. And we got her enough money to pay her PG&E bill. We paid for a Thanksgiving dinner for her, and we got her kids some uniforms. And at the end of the phone call, I just had like this flash of inspiration, and I said, well, here's the thing. There's four other people who applied for this that, as of right now, aren't going to get anything, and I haven't said anything to them, so there's no pressure on you, but what would you think about sharing some or all of your gift package with these other moms that aren't going to get anything, and give you 24 hours, I'll call you back tomorrow. And she ended up calling me and said that she wanted to give a full third of her package to these other four people that weren't going to get anything. And so I got the added bonus of calling these other four people and saying that the recipient was willing to share some of her prize, and we handed it to them in person, all five of these recipients, and they all had the same thing to say, which was that even though their times were tough right now, that they were already looking forward to when they would be able to be generous in the future. And that is what it was all about.